Welcome to the Lightly Salted Podcast. These are the readings and sermons of St. John's Lutheran Church of Park Rapids, Minnesota. They are offered so that the Word of God would shape and strengthen you to be what He calls you to be, salt and light. You can find us at stjohnspr.org. Now, on to the Word.
The Old Testament reading comes to us from 1 Samuel chapter 3. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God has not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Then Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant hears." This is the word of the Lord. Now reading from Psalm 119. How can a young man keep his way pure?
By guarding it according to your word.
With my whole heart I seek you. I have stored up your word in my heart,
that I might not sin against you.
Your word, O Lord, is eternal.
It stands firm in the heavens.
Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations.
You established the earth, and it endures.
How sweet are your words to my taste.
Sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet,
and a light.
You are my refuge and my shield.
I have put my hope in your word.
Sustain me according to your purpose, and I will live.
Do not let my hopes be dashed.
Our epistle reading comes to us from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear, as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide and hold me by your side, and I will love you to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And a light unto my path.
I invite the congregation, please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated for the sermon song.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The most successful recruiting poster for the Army was used in both World War I and World War II. It was the picture of Uncle Sam pointing directly at the viewer while the caption reads, "I want you for the U.S. Army." While there had been a registration in place for a year by selective service and consequently a draft in World War II, 30 days after Pearl Harbor attack, 134,000 Americans enlisted for the military, and more than 16 million served in total. But the amazing thing is that a little over 6 million of those people were volunteers. Today in our text, God points his finger at Mary and says, "I want you." God calls on Mary. And Mary responds in faith and trust in her Lord as a servant, ready to serve. Ready to serve on short notice for the big task of being the mother of the ultimate servant, God's son, her son, who gives his life as a ransom for many. Every time we confess the Nicene in the Apostles' Creed, we confess that our Lord was born of the Virgin Mary. At the time of our text, Mary may have been a young woman of 15 or so. She was a virgin. She lived in Nazareth. She was engaged to Joseph. And that's when the angel Gabriel came as God's messenger, sent to tell Mary a message that would literally change her life. Gabriel shares words of comfort along with Mary's job description. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Not only does Gabriel say to Mary, stop fearing, but adds, you have found favor with God. Mary was not worthy of God's favor, of his grace, of his undeserved kindness. Mary is a sinner just as we are. She did not earn God's favor in any way and has not earned it any more than we have. But God, in his mercy, made his choice for her to be the mother of Jesus. What was about to happen? God was about to fulfill the promise to send the Messiah. God was going to send his son on a mission to save the world, to save mankind from their sin. God did not merely recruit his son as someone may be chosen for a special task. He was going to send his son to pay the sin of debt for you and for me and for all people. As Luther sums it up in the explanation to the second article, he has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. After the centuries and eons of waiting, God was going to make that happen. Mary, of all people, was about to be the mother of the Messiah. But needless to say, Mary's rather perplexed by this message. You can only imagine the kind of thoughts that may have been racing through her mind. So she asked the question. Her question was not like Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, when he asked the angel for a sign. She asked for an explanation. The confusion is understandable. She's still a virgin, so she simply asked that question. How will this be, since I am a virgin? And Mary received her answer. Mary's child is not going to have a human father. Rather, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. This child was not to be conceived and born in sin. This child is rather going to be the Son of God. This child that Mary would conceive was going to be God's son, perfect and without sin. The title of Son of God was the title that belongs only to Jesus. And as Jesus said, so that whoever may believe in him might have eternal life. But the angel pretty much summed up the whole visit. Nothing will be impossible with God. The impossible is going to be possible. There was going to be a birth without a human father, and the mother was a virgin, even a peasant girl. The ordinary here would be the extraordinary, a truly out of this world extraordinary. And Mary's response? Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. One question. And Mary was ready to go. Mary is acting as a woman of faith that allowed her to hear this message of the angel and to place herself in a position to serve the Lord. She was ready to serve. And what's the basis of being ready to serve? God's word. She said it. Let it be to me according to your word. She believed the message Gabriel had delivered from God. It was God who was telling her that she would be the mother of the Son of God, and she believed it. She heard, she believed, and she acted. God's word was the basis of her faith and her trust. It was her faith that allowed her to say that she was ready to serve. How she would tell and explain this to Joseph, that certainly wasn't going to be easy. But she trusted that God and trusted that he would work it out. She was ready to serve. And the one who came in her womb, Jesus, God's son, came ready to serve, but for the far bigger task than just being miraculously born or for doing some miracles, but rather his task, his job description, as he shared it with his disciples. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. God the Son took on our flesh for the purpose of serving. Yes, he taught, he healed people, but his most important act of service was his going to the cross for us, going to the grave for us, rising that we might have hope. He was a true servant. As we heard Paul sum it up in the letter to the Philippians, Christ Jesus emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And as the true servant, Jesus made the impossible possible. By God's grace and by his favor, he was able to accomplish the impossible, and that is to open up eternal life to all who believe in him. He came to earth on a rescue mission. A mission that took him to the cross to suffer death for the sins of the whole world. A mission to rise on that first Easter to conquer death. And that mission was accomplished. So what about us? Mary was ready to serve. Jesus served. What about us? If we're looking for someone to imitate, we can look to Mary and to her response. We are to make ourselves totally ready to serve our Lord. How does that take place? Well, we have experienced God's grace through the efforts of his Son. God has given us his written word that we hear proclaimed, that God especially has redeemed us through Jesus, and because of that redemption, we have the opportunity to be servants just as Mary did. Paul put it this way, Jesus died for all that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for their sake and was raised. We stand ready to serve and to serve with joy because of what God has done for us and what he has revealed to us in his word. On this Sunday, we celebrate LWML Sunday, Lutheran Women's Missionary League, or as it's probably soon to become known, Lutheran Women in Mission. The motto of the LWML is all about service and the attitude of joyfully serving. Serve the Lord with gladness is the theme verse from Psalm 100, verse 2. The LWML has focused on affirming women's oneness with Christ, encouraging and equipping women to live out their Christian lives in an active mission and ministry, and to support global missions. On the local level, they've been ready to serve their Lord. And on the national level, they give mites in order to serve where they cannot themselves go. They have mission goals every 2 years. 3 years, I guess. 2 years. 2023 to 2025. Their goal is to raise through their mite box offerings $2.3 million to fund projects in the United States as well as around the world. After the sermon here, as our song of response, we're going to be watching a video of the many ways that those mite offerings are impacting ministries both here in the States and literally around the globe. And we'll be joining and singing. We have music on the video, but you're welcome to sing along. The wonderful song that puts it very simply, the response of Samuel, "Here I am, Lord." And it is wonderful what God accomplishes through the small gifts of many of the women throughout our country in providing support for missionaries and the spreading of the word and the grace and the gospel of God. But what about here? And what about if you're not a woman? Do we have opportunities also? You betcha. By the way, Pastor Berg, I'm going to take some announcements off of your hand right now. We have a bunch of opportunities right here and right now to help and to serve in our congregation. We enjoy our fellowship time between services, and part of the enjoyment of that fellowship time are the wonderful treats that get brought. But unlike manna in the desert, these treats come from somewhere. They come from people who are willing to give their time to bake goodies, bring goodies, serve goodies, and help clean up goodies. We have a sign-up sheet for this coming year, a simple way to serve. Last year, we began at our 10:30 service to help some of our young families. We began children's church. We have some kids that will leave church at sermon time and go back into the nursery. They have activities, sometimes videos. Sometimes it's just playing together as kids that belong to St. John's. But to do that, we need help. We need adults who are willing to staff that time. We're looking for 2 people every Sunday. And by the way, kids, older kids, this is a great opportunity for you to serve in a simple way as well. We're finally, hallelujah, after 7 years, getting a new pictorial directory. A simple way of helping serve St. John's is to sign up as a host, welcoming people when they come to their photo sessions, gathering some information, making sure that our contact information is all up to date. Again, simple, straightforward. We see the work of ushers every Sunday. And we've been seeing a lot of the same ushers a lot of Sundays, especially at 10:30. We need simple, straightforward help. This last week, we began release time. Sunday school has been going for about a month. And while we're staffed for normal teachers, we always need people who are willing to serve as backups when those emergencies come up or when the teacher simply can't be here. And by the way, guys, this isn't a woman-only job. This is a great opportunity to set a great example for the children of our youth, having our men involved in their instruction. We've got Toys for Boys and Girls coming up. November is when we usually start it. Last year we asked, Doug and Julie Kingsley have been doing this for quite a few years. They would like to step away from that project so they have other time to focus on other things. We need a couple of people who are willing to step into that. Doug and Julie are happy to show you, walk you through the first year, and help with the transition. These are just a few of the things that we have going on here at St. John's. Beyond this, we can, as individuals, help other individuals in our congregation, looking around at needs that we have. Maybe using the Monday message as a way to send even just cards or give a phone call of encouragement and support to those that have been in our prayers. And in our community, there are a lot of excellent programs that really are helpful to people and may open doors for speaking Christ that we can volunteer in. There are so many different ways that we can serve with joy. God called on Mary, and she was ready to serve. As she said to Gabriel, I am the servant of the Lord. God sent his son Jesus, who said to his disciples, I haven't come to serve, be served, but to serve. And by God's grace, we also are ready and prepared to serve. As Martin Luther expressed it, Christ has redeemed me so that I may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Amen. And may the peace of God that transcends all understanding keep your hearts and minds in the servant Christ Jesus, who died and rose for your salvation. Amen. Thanks for listening to Lightly Salted. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at stjohnspr.org or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Our thanks to Eric Medeish at soundimage.org for Morning Dew.
God's blessings.